Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. Leading up to Red Wings coverage coming your way at 7:10.
Big
we'll
game.
See if Dylan Larkin can continue his hot streak.
Wait, are they going for three in a row?
I believe
they're going for three in a row.
Yes.
Are they not?
They are.
I'm surprised a little tanker didn't go off on that.
They're still so far behind.
Right.
They're on pace. It's
Lose
okay.
for Hughes is still in play.
Exactly.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, it's a good thing. I'm sure a lot of people walking in right now very excited to possibly see three in a row. But first of all.
What?
I'm happy to report. I went home last night.
Yeah.
After.
Oh, did your house get egged?
No eggs.
Oh,
but I did. I pulled up to my house, and I did have that front
We're
porch
so
light on.
Soft as Americans.
I pulled up, and there were pumpkins on my porch, and then like these, I don't know, these like sitting dogs, but it was only bones where they're like howling or something. We were sitting up on my porch. Apparently, somebody came and decorated my front porch with
what?
Like nice Halloween stuff. I have no idea. I don't know.
Truly.
Yeah. No,
somebody
I swear. I got home at like 11 because the Pistons went to OT. No eggs. No toilet paper. But somebody
Wait,
put Halloween stuff
who
on my
did
porch.
It, Gladys?
No,
it?
I have no idea. I really don't. It's very odd.
Doesn't that creep you out a little
bit?
A little
bit, yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They're still there. I mean, they went to sleep, woke up.
It was
there,
somebody listening and wanted, instead
Possibly.
Of egging your house, wanted to make a nice gesture.
Yeah, so for all the people that came up, instead of being completely disappointed, they at least got to look at some Halloween stuff. Yeah.
That's really, you must live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, possibly.
Did you see I retweeted a photo of somebody said of a great Halloween costume. I'm a millennial, and it's a guy wrapped in bubble wrap with the sign, I'm offended, caution, leave me alone.
I saw that.
That was perfect.
Hilarious.
I'm a millennial.
Anyway.
Well, that's a nice story.
It is. It's
no, that
odd.
Is a nice story.
I hope I find out that it was my neighbor at some point. I'm not sure. But we'll see.
That, you know, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Somebody going and decorating somebody else?
Really
That's
weird.
Fair.
I've heard of people, like, with Christmas decorations. You know, you got a couple of deer on the front lawn. You take one of the deer and put it on the other, you know?
Oh, no. I do that at my mom's house every single Christmas.
You're so immature.
No, every single Christmas.
All right.
And then the next year, there are more deers that were formed.
Of course.
If you know what I mean.
Well, they had a lot of Christmas babies, they do say. I was a Christmas baby. It's Bogey and Wojo.
Oh, boy.
Here at Little Caesars Arena. Now, I wanted to open with this, and we're going to get to a little Michigan discussion.
Okay.
Big game, not a big game, maybe a big game on Saturday against Penn State.
Valeni refuses to call it a big game.
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, come Saturday night. Exactly. But I wanted to get back into the Lions because we fielded a lot of emotional calls. You know, following the Golden Tate trade, right? Like, there were a lot of tears shed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot
of
people have been on binge drinking, you know, fits the last
Protests,
48 hours.
Yeah. Marching on Ford's Field.
Absolutely. Frustrated, confused, surprised, and trying to get over the fact that Golden Tate is now gone. But Glover Quinn provided an interesting quote earlier today out at Lions practice or Lions media availability, whatever you want to call it. No, he didn't call somebody out for slouching. But Glover Quinn did say, and I quote, We see guys come in each and every day. Our job's to go out and play. What's the difference if somebody gets hurt? It's the same thing. These are the guys we have, and this is how we have to go and win. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us because we made a trade. Quinn went as far as to say, we might be better. We might be okay. You know, talking about the Lions moving forward, sitting here at 3-4. I just want to know this. In the days removed, we've had a chance to digest the Golden Tate trade. If you're a Lions fan, do you actually feel differently about this team and about this season? Now that, like, we've accepted the
reality.
And
about the trade?
Yeah. I don't think that people truly believe it makes a huge difference. I thought it was a lot of faux outrage. People more mad that they traded one of the guys that they really liked, not mad because Lions fans thought they had a shot at the playoffs.
Oh, no, no, I agree with that. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. And I think Glover Quinn, he wasn't ranting or anything. He went on to say, like, I know y'all, what are you going to say if we beat Minnesota 35-10? You'll be upset because you want to be right. That it was.
I love being right. He's right about that. Yeah,
I know.
That's true.
But I don't think he's so much, like, this is not declaring that they're better, or, in his mind, is he just trying to boost Kenny Golladay and T.J. Jones and Brandon Powell? And by saying that, I mean, that's the whole thing, right? If those guys are just okay, then it isn't that big of a drop-off. And his other point is true. If, God forbid, Golden Tate had woken up Tuesday and was injured and out for the rest of the year, would people have said the season was over?
No. You know, I don't view it in that way.
I don't think they would have either.
I hate to sit here and sound like, oh, Bob Quinn's got a plan. He's a mastermind. He knows exactly what he's doing. But don't you kind of think that the Lions felt like if they could have lost a guy at any position, it would have been the wide receiver position? Don't you kind of get the sense that Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, and maybe even Jim Bob Cooter actually feel okay about a combination of T.J. Jones, Brandon Powell, maybe sliding Golladay into the slot for a mismatch every now and then? The tight end position, Michael Roberts has been emerging. That's a huge piece in the middle of the field.
I'll give you an answer.
I don't know, that they feel that they can replace him?
No. They think they'll be replacements, but I don't think they're naive enough to think they're better, and that's why Patricia won't answer that question straightforward. Well, it's an entire big picture you have to look at. They're not saying that they're better without him.
They're
saying that they're in better shape without him as far as the roster and the salary cap and draft picks, and that part is true. But do you think, like what Glover Quinn said, said, y'all, you media, you know, you're just expecting us or hoping us to lose. So, you know, you can say you were right and we miss it. And that's not going to happen.
He was speaking directly to Mike when he said that.
Well, of course he was. I don't think, first of all, let me clear one thing up. I don't think the media roots for people to lose or to win, to be honest with you. We only root to be right. For the most part, right?
Yeah, we're very, like, selfish individuals.
I mean, if you declared that the Lions were going to go 3-13, well, you'd look like an idiot if they go 13-3, right? So you don't want that to happen, but you don't openly root for or against anything.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. You know, when I thought Michigan was the same team that we saw earlier this season, we're going to get to Michigan later on in the show, I said, gosh, you know, this team looks like a 7-5 team. That's how they played. They have the same issues. And you know what they've done? They've made me look silly. And I've been sitting there every week going, boy, it'd be great if I could be right, but I'm not going to be. It is what it is.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's exactly a great point right there.
And I look dumb, and it's fine. I have egg on my face, not on my house.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But you don't look much different than you normally look.
No, that's a good point.
In that regard. Ticket text 97136. Why do the fans in this city constantly want more from their organizations, but then they cry when the organizations trade players to try to improve because they hang on to that player as being one of their favorites? This is the anti-like moves that other people have bitched about Tigers and Red Wings not making, right? This is trading a popular guy and a favorite guy. I won't say at the height of his career, but in the prime. I mean, still doing very well.
Yeah, I also think, too, though, immediately there was this narrative that got thrown out there. This season's over. The Lions are, you know, they're caving in. They're giving up. You know, that's it. Just get a high draft pick. And I don't think that that's what it was. And, you know, the Golden Tate trade at this point, a couple of days later after we've had a chance to look at it, I don't feel any different about the outcome of this season than I do.
I don't either.
I did before.
And partly because if you look at the Minnesota Vikings injury report, my good, you know that line is all over the map. Uh-huh. It was Vikings by 7. I've seen it down to like 2.5. I have no idea where it's going to end
up.
Oh,
the Lions are winning this Sunday.
Oh, boy.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We've had a couple of days to digest it. Do you actually feel differently about the way this season is going to play out for the Lions? Now that Golden Tate's gone, they're moving on. Glover Quinn and his comments. We'll get to some of your feedback coming up. Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.